Well, old Catahoula Brown lived back in the swamp with his dogs and a bunch of sons. One teenage daughter named Sally Sue, she was as pretty as a newborn fawn. And he didn't like sinners, and he didn't like saints, and he didn't like anything. But as much as he disliked everybody else, he just hated old Silas Green. Sally Sue come in on a Saturday evening as the sun was going down. She said, "Papa, if it's all right with you, well, I think I'm gonna go to town." He said, "Daughter, you get on back in the house, 'cause you ain't going no place until you get them ribbons out of your hair and wash the makeup off of your face." He said, "Papa, don't you be so hard on me, 'cause I just got a date with this boy I met in Sunday school, and we ain't gonna be out late." And then she walked on up to the rural route, and she called herself a ride. But it won't no boy from Sunday school, it was sitting on the other side. It was Silas Green's youngest son, Bobby Joe, sitting under that steering wheel.
Alligator, alligator, swimming in the stream. Alligator, alligator, what makes you so mean? Alligator, alligator, I wonder where you've been.
And did you swallow old Catahoula Brown? Never seen him again. Catahoula got up on Sunday morning, made some coffee and had him a cup. Then he walked on out to the back of the house to get his pretty daughter up. He went running in the room where the boys all slept, hollering, "Get up, something ain't right. And I'm worried to death 'cause your darling little sister didn't even come home last night." Johnny said, "Papa, don't be mad at me. I sure hate to tell you this, but I seen her in town with Bobby Joe Green, and I even seen her give him a kiss. And I tried to get her to come on back, but she told me to leave her alone. She said they was getting mad for the sun come up, and she wasn't never coming home." Catahoula grabbed the boy by the nape of the neck, and he slapped him upside the head. He said, "Before I see her married to that trash, I'd rather see the little girl dead." And then he whistled up his dog and he grabbed his gun. He was full of evil and fight. He went running across the woods hollering, "Silas Green and his bunch are gonna die tonight." Then a day went by and he didn't come back, and another went by and then a week. And when the boys went looking, all they found was his shotgun laying on the bottom of the creek. And then they found his boots and they found his cap, but they couldn't find anything else except a big fat alligator sitting on a log looking mighty proud of himself. It don't pay to hate somebody so bad you go stomping around in gator country.
Alligator, alligator, swimming in the stream. Alligator.